of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, welcome to a new year of worship at Hope College, friends. Yes. Oh, my. So good. So good. It's a full house right now. We want to welcome back our seniors this year. Yes. Our sophomores and our juniors, welcome back. We want to give a little special love to our freshmen. Oh, they're new. They're newbies. They don't know yet. So let's love them. Welcome, class of 19. Welcome. We also want to welcome any transfer student or a student that was abroad last year who's now back. Welcome back to home, into this place. And my friends, we got a ton of new faculty and staff here, and some of them are here. Would you welcome our faculty and staff here today? It's awesome. It's so good. My name is Trigvi Johnson, and I'm one of your pastors here. And on behalf of our entire campus ministry team, I just want to say welcome and thank you for being here. And I want to offer a special welcome to a new chaplain on our team, Lauren Taylor. Lauren, where are you at? You're somewhere. She's waving. She gave that cute little thing on the video. She's awesome. She's welcome. We welcome Lauren Taylor as part of the campus ministry staff. This is just one of my favorite times of year. Everyone, the people of Hope, gather back, and classes are beginning. Competitions are beginning. I believe we had some success on the soccer pitch last night. Well done. Yeah. Activities are flourishing, like tonight at 9 o'clock at Pillar Church. There's an opening Bible study right on 10th and College. There we go. If you're looking for something to do tonight, it's a time when we come back from the summer and we ask each other how we're doing. And we tell the stories of our past days and the season of long light. Stories are important. The stories that we absorb are the lenses by which we interpret our world. And so we have to be careful about the stories that we take seriously. This is the time of the year where I love to go to one of my favorite stories, and it's a true story. Come with me to the book that we love in the beginning verses of the Gospel of John called the Prologue, one of the most elegant descriptions in the English language of the greatest story ever told, because it's true. Hear these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing has come into being. And what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Drop down with me a couple verses. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love this story because it reminds us to go back to the beginning. T.S. Eliot once wrote that in our beginning is our end. I think he said that because he understood that in the beginning was the Word. John is remixing Genesis 1 and reminding us of a fundamental truth about the story of God that is even now overwhelming the world. In the beginning was the Word. Our story begins with God. Our story will end with God. The anchor of hope is this foundation. We begin with God. One of the things that we want to invite you into is a kind of story that if we absorb and becomes the lens upon which we interpret our life, it will challenge and change us in fundamental ways. It will invite us into a story of transformation. In the beginning with God means that we explore all the fullness and consequence and gravity of this God. What does this God do? How does this God speak? How does this God act towards others? Well, the prologue tells us a fundamental truth. Even as we begin with God, all things begin with God. The scripture says all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing has come into being. And what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. This story reminds us that all things, and the Greek word for all literally means all, which means that everything has correspondence back to the word, back to Jesus. And there's not a more missional mandate for our educational context than this. It means that every area of intellectual discourse, every discipline, every question, all things have their correspondence back to the word, which means that this is a place where we fear not the question. We fear not the study. This is the context that gives our intellectual life its teeth and its mandate and its mission. We are here, my friends, to be students of this world God so loved because all things came into being through him. It's important that we remember that in our story so that your daily life as a student is part of your daily life as a disciple of Jesus. And it also reminds us that you, your name, your experience, your family, your feelings, all of it, the good and the bad, the joys and the pains, the laments, all of that, all is welcome here. It's a full house, and a lot of you are coming from lots of different places. Some of you are checking this out, and this is a little overwhelming, but I want you to know this is your place. You're part of the all. You might be feeling out of place because you're from a different culture. You're part of the all. You might be feeling a little uncomfortable because you're not sure, well, so there's some things in my past that aren't necessarily church-like. It's all part of the all. Whatever, wherever you're from and wherever you're at, whatever is in your past is all part of the all. You hear me? In the beginning was the Word. All things came out of being from that word. This word cares about all of you holistically. And why do I believe that with such confidence? Because of the most dramatic and moving sentence in all of literature. In the Word who made all things put on flesh. The Word, the eternal God. Light from true light took on flesh and lived among us. Whereas one translator says, and God moved into the neighborhood. If that is true, if the Word became flesh and lived among us, it means that we have to reimagine, rethink all of our presuppositions. It means that we are invited into a large world where the Spirit blows like the wind, and all of us are pulled into the wide open country of salvation. If the Word became flesh and lived among us and we have seen his glory, it's an invitation into a new kind of life, a life where God makes it personal. The Word became flesh has a word in theology called the incarnation. God becomes incarnate in human form. It is the most dramatic and amazing declaration of the Christian faith. And if that is true, it means so much, but it at least means this, that God goes to great lengths to make it personal. God's story is a personal story. And you, all of you, is a part of that story. That's why I love this beginning, because we get to begin with God. We get to remember that all of what we're about to launch into bends its desires back to God, and it means that God will show up and make this personal. My friends, welcome to a new year of worship. But as we begin, take this story with you and let it become the lens by which you engage in this world. We're so excited you are here. And our heart is to ache to love you and to serve you in the name of Jesus. It's time we begin this year. It's time that we begin a life of worship. T.S. Eliot writes that in my beginning is my end. And so as we begin, it is fitting that we have our beloved president, Dr. John and Kelly Knapp, come forward and offer a prayer. prayer of blessing as we launch into this life of worship. Would you welcome our president?
Wow, it is so great to see everybody back and to see everyone together, new and old, everybody in one place, reforming the Hope community.
We really missed you all this summer so much, and we're so glad to see you back.
So all of what's happening right now, all of what happened as you walked into the room and heard the beautiful music playing, doesn't happen by accident. There's a lot of work going into this. Even before you arrive, people are preparing for your arrival so that the opening chapel and every chapel service thereafter provides the opportunity we all need to be a worshiping community together. I just want to ask if we could all join together and express our appreciation to the campus ministry team. They're a blessing to us, aren't they? Well, let's join together in prayer as we leave. Pray with me, please. God of grace and God of hope, we are so thankful that you have returned us to this place, that you have formed our community again as one that worships together. Grant us strength for the journey that lies ahead. Grant us wisdom that we may discern your will in all things, and grant us hearts of love that we might exemplify in the living of our lives together the love of Jesus Christ as we share that generously with one another. Go with us now. Be present with us in all areas of our lives on this campus. Make us a witness to the world. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.